13th of October 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the Isle of Man, background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, and the newsmakers in person tonight. 73 new cases of COVID, that's 519 active cases, 6 in Nobles, none of which is in ICU. 350 new homes planned for Braddon. What's next for Cannon's Comin? What facilities does Glenn May actually want? And interim only for the airport director at the end of another flume-free Wednesday at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
And first of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. First of my, Rob Pritchard.
First of my. In the last 24 hours, 73 new cases of COVID-19 have been discovered on the Isle of Man. Meanwhile, the number of active cases of the virus locally now stands at 519. There are now 6 people in hospital with the virus, an increase of 3 in the last day. No one is being treated in intensive care. Dr. Alex Allenson, unsuccessful in his bid to become the island's next chief minister, says he would gladly take a seat in the new cabinet. It's as Alfred Cannon, elected yesterday, says he'll be working on establishing his council of ministers in the coming days. Dr. Allenson, currently the education minister, says putting yourself forward for a ministerial position is something every MHK should consider. Hate has no home here. That's the message from the Isle of Man Constabulary, which is marking Hate Crime Awareness Week. It's encouraging people who are targeted because of their race, religion, sexual orientation, disability or transgender identity to come forward. Turning now to international news, the UK government's reassured people there will be toys for Christmas, despite concerns about backlogs at UK ports. Vessels have had to be diverted away from Felixstowe because of the delays. UK ministers say the situation there is improving. Meanwhile, Labour says the UK is still miles away from where it needs to be to tackle the climate emergency. The British government's being urged to ask financial institutions to lay out plans to facilitate change by 2023. And finally, William Shatner has made history by becoming the oldest person to reach space. The 90-year-old Star Trek actor, along with 3 others, blasted off from Texas in Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin rocket for a 10-minute flight. Those are your headlines. News in full at 6 o'clock.
Book your place at the Isle of Man e-gaming seminar, supported by Man Benham, at iomegs.online. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Rob. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there is a strong wind warning later on this evening for the North Irish Sea. On the Isle of Man, dry and cloudy this evening, a moderate to fresh wind coming in from the west, the overnight minimum temperature 9 degrees. And for Thursday, tomorrow, Jourdain, dry, partially cloudy and a fresh to strong west-southwest wind. Daytime maximum 15 degrees tomorrow. After dark, some sporadic rain and down to 11 through the night. Into Friday, Jahenya, dry with sunny spells, light breezes, top temperature 13 degrees. High water in about 5 minutes' time. Sunset tonight, 27 minutes past 6. Low tide tonight, 10 past midnight. High water tomorrow morning, 27 minutes past 6. Sunrise, 17 minutes to 8.
If you're looking for supply-only windows and doors, make sure you visit the Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom on the Snugbra Trading Estate or call 674-573.
So, 73 new cases of COVID-19 been found on the Isle of Man in the last 24 hours. Rob is back with some detail.
Meanwhile, the number of active cases of the virus locally now stands at 519. That's up from 505 yesterday. Of the new cases identified, 15 are pending investigation. Elsewhere, there are now 6 people in hospital with the virus, an increase of 3 in the last day. No one is being treated in intensive care. In terms of testing, the number of people waiting to be notified of test results is 274, whilst the amount of individuals booked in for a PCR test tomorrow is 116. When it comes to vaccines, according to the latest update on the government's COVID-19 vaccine dashboard, 129,503 doses have been administered in total so far. Of that total, there have been 65,488 first doses and 64,009 second injections carried out.
Up to 350 homes could be built on land off Braddon Road. Harford Homes wants to use the land, which was zoned for housing in the area planned for the east, and is currently preparing a planning application. Here's Tessa Hawley.
As part of this, it's undertaking a public consultation and will hold a public meeting next week. So what is being proposed? Well, the developer wants to build a range of 2 to 5 bed properties, including some bungalows. It says they will be of high quality design in a sustainable location and designed for active travel. Access would be from Braddon Road, with a reserve opportunity for secondary access from Balliol Fletcher Road. Hartford says there would be minimal impact on registered trees and any loss would be mitigated through replacement planting. 25% of the project will be classed as affordable housing. They've asked people to feedback on 3 areas. If they're in support of the principle of new homes on this site, if they have any comments on the plans, which can be viewed online or at the meeting, and if there are any other comments people would like to make. The public meeting will take place next Thursday, that's the 21st of October, between 4pm and 8pm at Douglas Rugby Club. Manx Radio has invited Hartford Homes to comment.
To comment on the update news agenda, call Manx Radio anytime on 682-631 or email update@manxradio.com.
Two MHKs want to hear what facilities the residents of Glenmay need in the village for the future. Rob Pritchard.
Peel and Glenfaber representatives Kate Lord Brennan and Tim Crookall say they're looking to take the next step in finding out what people in the Glenmay community need for the area to thrive. Both Mrs. Lord Brennan and Mr. Crookall state that the recent developments regarding the Waterfall Hotel have put a spotlight on the issue of facilities in the area. Government confirmed this week the Waterfall Hotel, which dates to the 1860s, won't be given protected status. Officials say this is because it didn't demonstrate the special architectural interest required. The building also remains under threat from demolition. A planning proposal, which is under appeal, is looking to demolish the pub and replace it with 4 terraced homes. In a joint statement, both MHKs say they want to improve quality of life for residents in the village and help in finding what they call community-led solutions. Speaking to Manx Radio, Mr. Crookall believes the hotel could still play an important role in reviving the village, but the questions around its future need to be addressed fast.
There's plenty of potential there, and it was mentioned to government about getting involved as well as the locals, but that hasn't been taken any further over the summer, but we'll certainly be looking to resurrect that, and maybe we can get a group of the locals who want to work together and with the developers and see if they'll take it any further. The developers are probably going down the road. We've seen their application for a terrace of 4 houses there, and they'll probably want to continue that from the village's point of view. And, you know, we'd rather see it used for another purpose, but they're conversations that need to be had very quickly, I think.
Mr. Crookall and Mrs. Lord Brennan add inquiries are taking place with various parties to establish what progress was made on specific ideas for the hotel whilst it was under a building preservation notice. Meanwhile, both representatives are inviting Glenmay residents to contact them directly if they have thoughts and ideas on the issue.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Bec McCree left Heysham at 23 minutes past 2 this afternoon. She'll be into Douglas Bay in the next 10-15 minutes or so, and on the link span at around 6:15. Departing this evening at 8:30, arriving in Heysham 12:15. The overnight departure is at 2:15, back in Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
Good evening, it's 21 minutes before 6. Thanks for joining Manx Radio tonight. The first gathering of Tynwald since the general election is less than a week away, and the process of selecting MHKs to fill position in Alfred Cannon's cabinet, Comyn, may well have started, but it's behind closed doors presently. But that didn't stop John Moss trying to get the detail out of Mr. Cannon.
So, who will be sitting round the Comyn table when Alf Cannon takes his place at the head of it? Who will he call on to fill the key roles of Treasury and Health? He may not even know himself, though it's likely he'll have some idea. Moments after his 14-8 victory over Dr. Alex Allenson, I tried to get an indication from the new Chief Minister as to the look of a Cannon cabinet.
Throughout this process of the campaign, I've been very honest with everybody. There has been no horse trading whatsoever. I have spoken to members across the board about their views in terms of what they were looking for from this leadership position, about their views in terms of shaping an island plan, but also the delivery that was so much needed now across the island. There's been a very strong message given to all of us from our constituents over the last 2 months or so during the general election campaign. We've got to take those messages and sort out now how we can deliver much better services for the people of
this
island.
Can I just ask you about the important role of the Treasury Minister? Have you thoughts on that?
No, I mean, absolutely not. I will be shaping that team now in the coming days. But it's very important that I do shape a collegiate team, a team that shares the common goal, not only of delivering, but also is willing to work together to iron out the problems across government, not go into our silos, but work across government to identify and put together the right policy and then ensure that the delivery is as effective and efficient as it can be.
Will the new pay structure make life harder for you? Persuading people they won't get a bit extra for going into a department?
Look, I'm sure that we've got 24 members who are willing to do the very best for their constituents and will perform that role as to the best of their ability. And I'm sure that many of them will be wanting to take roles in government because they know that is a very effective way of helping shape the best outcomes for everybody.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 19 minutes before 6, a new airport director has been appointed, but just interim. Until the new administration decides on the future operating model of Ronald's Way, Anne Reynolds, who's held the post for 14 years, will finish at the end of this month, and she'll be replaced interim by Paul Clarkson, who takes up that role. Maintaining a robust regulatory environment and embracing innovation will help the Isle of Man's economic recovery from COVID-19, so says the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority, which has published its annual report for 2020-2021, which says it carries the theme of being fit for the future. The FSA says coronavirus has underlined the need for people and businesses to be resilient, agile, and open to change.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
UK and European stocks turned positive as concerns around global growth and inflation were offset by a strong start to the earnings season. US stocks traded mixed. Oil dropped after a mixed finish in the previous session. Gold rose, boosted by concerns of an economic hit from soaring energy prices. In corporate news, Barrett was the strong standout performer on the index after it said demand for its homes had continued into the current fiscal year on an upward basis despite a reduction in government incentives. Piers Taylor Wimpey, Persimmon and Barclay also pushed higher. And the numbers now at the close in London. The FTSE 100 was up almost 0.2% at 7,141. The DAX in Frankfurt up 0.7% at 15,253. In New York City at the moment, the trading day continues, but the Dow Jones Industrial down 0.6% at 34,190. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up 0.2% at 14,495. The S&P 500 in Chicago down 0.25% at 4,339. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is trading at $1.36.4, €1.17.8, and 20 South African rand, 21.5 cents. And in commodities, gold is up to almost 2% now at $1,793 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude fractionally down 0.4% down at $83.28.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsay Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
And back to the Isle of Man's economic strategy, an initiative to help develop a 5 to 10 year economic strategy for the Isle of Man has been gathering momentum throughout the summer. As part of the Our Big Picture project, government commissioned KPMG to help build a clear picture of strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats. Partner Simon Nicholas is head of clients and markets in the Crown Dependencies, and he spoke to Manx Radio's Simon Richardson.
Going back earlier at the start of this year, the Isle of Man government commissioned an economic strategic review of the Isle of Man. So this is really looking at, currently, what does our economy actually look like? But B, and probably more importantly to most of the listeners, is what direction should we go in for the next 5 to 10 years? So we started that work back in March, and there was a public launch. Since then, we've done a number of different workshops with the business community. We've revised got a revised vision for the Isle of Man economy going forward based on all of that feedback. So, you know, businesses and stakeholders have told us that, you know, they want the island to be seen as tech enabled. They want us to be seen as sustainable. They want us to be attractive to business and to people. And those are really the core four pillars going forward. And that's all really come back from listening, and a lot of listening, to, I think, you know, we've spoken to nearly over 90 CEOs and business leaders on the island.
It's a huge project then, and I suppose that the thing is, this has been going on behind the scenes. Sometimes people are maybe critical of government for being a little static and not responding to situations, but this suggests that behind the scenes things are moving forward.
Absolutely. You know, this was ultimately commissioned as part of the Economic Recovery Group post-COVID, but I know it's a project that many of the government officers have wanted to do for some time. So yes, it has been a little quieter the last few months. I think for a start, most people had a summer break, and probably deservedly so. But meanwhile, the KPMG team are working very, very busy behind the background. We're literally engaging with people throughout the world. We've got specialists in Japan helping us, in Germany. We've got Microsoft engaged with us. And all of that's been happening in the background. So I think probably the business community saw a fair bit of activity in April, May. And then it's gone a bit quiet. But now we've done our desktop research, and it's time to come back and start telling everyone what we found.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today, or find us on Facebook.
Faster Mike, Dave Moore.
Thank you, Andy. FC Isle of Man are in action this evening. They travel to Cheshire to take on Barnton in the Northwest Counties League Division 1 South. The home side are 13th in the standings, four places below the Ravens. FC Isle of Man are currently 4 points off a playoff spot, with two games in hand on the sides above them. Kickoff is at 7:45. Jamie McCaney had a weekend to forget in the Grand Prix of Portugal. The Enduro rider finished fourth on the opening day, but suffered a crash 24 hours later, which meant he had to settle for fifth. His brother Danny, also competing in the E3 class, took a podium position when finishing third on day one. Unfortunately, he couldn't repeat the feat the following day and took his Sherco to fourth position. Next weekend is the French Grand Prix, which is also the final round of the season. Michael Rutter says he expects to compete in next year's Isle of Man TT races. He's raced just once this year, but even though he's approaching 50 years of age, he's not anticipating retirement just yet.
Looking at doing Northwest 200, the Isle of Man and Classic TT, and, well, I've been there since I've been born. I've missed it and been over at the Isle of Man. It's the longest I've ever not been there in the Isle of Man. So when the weather's great, you know, it's the most beautiful place in the world. And when you're sitting on that dark finish line, looking down Glen Clutcher Road, you know, there's nothing like it in the world. I just wish the scoreboards were still there.
And finally, Kieran Tierney's being criticised for not singing the Scottish National Anthem before last night's World Cup qualifier against the Faroe Islands. Members of the Tartan Army have been posting online their disgust at his silence during Flower of Scotland. The Arsenal star was born in the Isle of Man to Scots parents. Perhaps he had O Land of Our Birth going through his mind.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
11 minutes before 6 from Ronald's Way, the news is the 525 Loganair inbound from Manchester came in 15 minutes early. The 5-6 EasyJet from Liverpool in now, nice and early. Next outbound is the 6 o'clock Loganair patient transfer to Liverpool. That should be running on time. And then the 6:25 EasyJet to Liverpool, looking like it's on time. The late arrival back is the patient transfer plane in at 5-8 this evening. On the roads, temporary three-way lights at the Brown Bobby for services and sewer connection for those new flats on Peel Road, and temporary lights on the old Castletown Road by South Quay for cable laying. Remember also in Onchan, the Bibelow Beg road is going to be closed at the junction of King Edward Road tomorrow between 9 and 4 for telecom work. In West Baldwin, temporary lights 24 hours a day on the West Baldwin Road for resurfacing work. In Laxey, Mines Road's got some temporary lights till 6 tonight and tomorrow between 8:15 and 6. And also in Laxey, Glen Road's closed for work on that new river wall. In Kirkmichael, temporary lights on the main road because of the pavement work. The A2 Coast Road, north of Glen Mona at Corony, temporary lights there for drainage work 24 hours a day. In Port St Mary, temporary lights on the Prom for demolition work. And Douglas, of course, reverting one-way system at Walpole, where it normally should be, if you know what I mean. And temporary lights at the place between Victoria Street and Lochprom. Paul Rose Bridge is closed to traffic and also closed to pedestrians.
Massimo Tyres, budget tyres priced to keep your vehicle safe and legal. Only available at...
Well, we heard earlier on, Alfred Cannon is our new Chief Minister. Well, let's hear from the people who really count. You. Manx Radio has been on the streets of Douglas to gauge opinion about the appointment of your new Chief Minister. It appears in general terms, he's got the thumbs up.
Well, doesn't really matter who comes in. They've still got a tough time, haven't they?
We've got a new Chief Minister.
Are you happy with the appointment?
Yes, indeed.
Why?
I think he's a good man and he'll do a good job for us.
Better than the last one?
I wouldn't like to say. I think Howard's done a very good job for us and I'm certain he'll take up the challenge and do a good job for us.
Are you happy about his appointment?
Very happy.
Why?
Alf has been a good servant of the Manx public for many years and he deserves to be Chief Minister.
Are you happy with the last Chief Minister, Mr. Quayle?
Good and bad points.
The good being?
No comment.
And the bad?
No comment.
Are you happy with the appointment of Alf Cannon as Chief Minister?
Yes, I am, yes.
And why is that?
You're the only one who got this. It'll be any good.
I think he will make it a good minister, yes. I think he will do.
Were you happy with the last Chief Minister?
Yes, I think he did a very good job during the COVID. I think, you know, he deserves a medal for that.
Are you happy with his appointment?
Yes.
Why?
I think he was probably the best of the pick of the bunch.
Previous Chief Minister, were you happy with his performance?
Yes, I was, yes.
In what way were you happy?
I think he did his best with regards to COVID. And overall, I think he handled it quite well.
I agree. I think Mr. Quayle did the best with the information that was available to him at the time. And I think Mr. Cannon has got the experience of Tin Ward, which will stand him in good stead.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Manx charities, which benefited from the generosity of the billionaire businessman Trevor Hemmings, have been paying tribute to him. The 86-year-old died on Monday night. Live at Home is one of the many to benefit from his generosity. Jackie Bridson is Live at Home chief exec.
We benefited over the last couple of years from very nice support from Mr. Hemmings in different capacities. First time we met him, it was because we had a group of our elderly members that went up to the park for lunch and we did one of our usual events and activities, and actually unbeknownst to us he was in there on the day and watched us and saw the work that we were doing. After that we received a donation from him because he said he saw the difference that we made, and then after that during the COVID period he made quite a substantial donation to us to help us get through that period because we were unable to fundraise.
So how important as a benefactor was he then?
Well, massively, particularly during the COVID period, because as with other charities, we weren't able to raise funds ourselves, and it really enabled us to carry on the work that we were doing without having to worry about the pressures of our reserves being drawn away from us, because there was no other way of making that money that keeps us going and keeps us operating. Members from Live at Home definitely benefited from all of his support, and it's just a sad loss, and we're very, very sad that this news has reached us.
Not only a sad loss, he'll be a great loss, I would imagine.
Well, great loss to us because obviously that support has been so beneficial to us, and hopefully his legacy will carry on because we're able to carry on and do the work that we are doing. I think the biggest difference, I think he had a conversation with me when I was driving home from work one day, and the biggest thing that really spurred me on was he said to me, you know, that in the past he's donated to me in a smaller way because he knew that he saw that we were doing a good job, and the larger donation that he made in during the period of time over the COVID pandemic was that he knew the difference that we were making, and that absolutely just instilled in me that we were doing a great job, and it was great to see somebody like himself seeing that difference that we made.
The two people behind the Isle of Man's only professional theatre company for children are putting on an alternative Christmas panto. Hello Little People will stage Cinderella Yes Sir at the Kensington Arts Centre. Actors Chloe Shimmin and Michelle James.
Not often do you see a full pantomime played by two people, really, do you? So it really is a cast of two, but you will see all the characters in perhaps, an alternative form. You know, we've not got the classic Cinderella goes to the ball. We're rather having a Cinderella finding some Converse trainers, perhaps, instead of the glass slippers. So it's going to be a real fun one. Lots of laughs, as always, with us. Hopefully the adults will be laughing just as much as the children.
Oh, yes, they will. And that's it for Update tonight. Thanks for joining Manx Radio. Updates put together by the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Rob Pritchard and producer Rob Pritchard tonight. Now remember, if you have a comment about Manx Radio's news agenda or a story you think we should be covering, or you just want to say hello from near or far, our email address is update@manxradio.com. Remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel, and stick around after the 6 o'clock news, the Arts programme, Spotlight, Greatest Hits, the Opera Hour with Ernie Thorne and Rhiann Evans after hours at 10. W-I-N-X.